Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in to your girls on this side of the airwaves. But before we get anything popping off the hinges, we got to make sure we send a huge shout out to all of our affiliates all over the nation. That's just really helping Eminem Live Radio just promote all of this supportive and great music and also motivational content, you guys. Of course, it would not work without you guys' help, but I can't get things started without hollering at my sister. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's going on, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on You Already Know It's Eminem. Now, let's go ahead and get things started, all right? Okay, now, you guys already know that your girls love us some Fridays, man. Now, it's not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to blow up and go all the way in on our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So here's a huge, huge, huge shout out to at I Am Reagan Camille on Instagram.
Now, a lot happens throughout the weekend. Of course, we get a lot of our information through social media. We get it through the news. Well, we've got hashtag too many hashtags, man. That's our segment where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Stay tuned to hear all of the craziest and trending topics that went viral during our segment, hashtag too many hashtags.
And we've got positive music with some inspirational motivation to match it. And around half past the hour, you can expect some encouragement during our 1 minute inspiration brought to you by Misa this show. And trust me, you do not want to miss what Misa's got to say.
And to add to all of this, Mia, all within 60 minutes, I know we can make this happen. We have RMG Amplified recording artist Roy Toshman. He will be swinging by to talk a little bit about his recent release of his latest project, Above the Water. Now, I just love this man's swag. I love the way he just presents himself. He's a dope kid.
I love his inspiration, his transparency. I cannot wait to talk to him today.
Most definitely. Stay tuned. We got Above the Water and Roy Tosh to talk all about it.
And listen, guys, we got to join in on today's conversation. Now, of course, as you guys know, or if you haven't known, Kanye West has kind of been like a current, reoccurring person in the media lately.
Oh,
you
yes.
know, he kind of took the world by storm when he went to TMZ this past week and had a couple of things to say that kind of shook everybody up. So therefore, we're asking this question. How did Kanye West's comments about slavery make you feel? Listen, let us know. Spill out everything you're feeling on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But listen, you got to make sure you add us in the tweet or comment so we can see what you're talking about. But Misa, let's go ahead and get this party started.
Let's go ahead and get this party started. Listen, every single day you should wake up and count all of your blessings, man. And with that being said, here is Lecrae featuring Ty Dolla $ign with Blessings. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. Keep it locked right here.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up out of stress. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Shining on me, get my heart up, no matter that trouble surrounding us. They don't see that it's a lot of us. Everybody move anonymous. Won't take that credit, I know what we get it. And blessings be coming from God above. I was doing all kind of bad, what a quiet. Tell him I need a verse. Hit the pew and tell God he's first. Hit the studio, the body of verse. I remember pushing mama a little way high and they with no gas money. I just bought a car, cash money. I ain't even trying to brag on it. I just tell it how it really is. I ain't tripping, ain't feeling this. I ain't saying I deserve nothing. I'm just trying to talk about the punching in the clock, trying to keep the kitchen stocked. Man, it's a blessing.
the loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up, I ain't stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings, blessings. Count it up, 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 blessings. Count it up, 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 count it up. Stop stress. I put my girl in a brand new diamond necklace. She said she need more of my love and affection. Cause lately I've been working harder than ever. She said, baby, you a boss. Baby, play a schedule. Dollar, you a boss. Let's do something special. Take me on a PJ. We should go to Mexico. I've been down for you, boy. Since when the money was low. Anything for my bank, cause she a blessing.
Almost cost me everything that I got, all of my fam. Part of the plan, I was eating fried bologna out of the pan. Y'all don't understand, I was trying to get it. I'm in that studio trying to keep it pushing. Patty pies, boy, I kept them cooking. All I needed was the Mary Mary, but the God in me was having commentary. Woo! I got angels all around, like I need a baker. Blessings falling in line, guess I need a taper. And every loss is a lesson. Tell my haters I confess. Treat them like the green bubbles on my iPhone. I probably never read the message.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up, I ain't stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to my girls, Misa and Mia, on MMM Live Radio. Ah.
Got up before the alarm, sunlight replacing the stars. Finding my phone in the dark, putting my life on restart. So many places to go, asking what's best, I don't know. Each hour's an hour you make, so I know it's gonna be strange. One more day, I believe, I believe, I believe, then it's gonna be all okay with you. Tell me what's next, or just how much time I got left. Hourglass half full of sand, but I know it's all in your hands. There is no me, only us. It's only in you I would trust. Goodbye to fear and doubt. Hello to your love reaching out. Feeling like one more day. Wanna show, wanna show, wanna show that I'm gonna go all the way with you. Yours, all of my days, my
That was One More Day by Aaron Cole, man. Huge shout out to him. I saw little bro recently went on prom.
It was
as well.
So funny because when I saw that post on social media, him posted up with his prom day, I said, oh, the dude is still a kid.
I know. I still forget that as well. Listen, but Aaron Cole is killing it right now. About to drop his first project with Goatee Records this month. We're so excited for him. Again, that was One More Day by Aaron Cole. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, I'm going to let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, the segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag time will tell. Growing up in elementary school, we had a lot to learn, but our teachers did a really good job of making it fun. Like, for example, with multiplication facts, we had a race to be the first to finish our sheet with math problems in under a minute. And believe it or not, we rolled dice to learn about probability, and we created clocks to learn how to tell time. There must be an issue at this elementary school because they are considering changing all of the clocks to being digital because many of the students cannot read any of the traditional old-fashioned looking clocks with the face and the hands. So, of course, you know, when you look at a clock, a regular, you know, clock with the hands and the face, you can see that it's 6:30 because, of course, the one hand's on the 6, the other one's on, you know, on also the 6 as well. But they cannot read and understand or comprehend how to read the clock. So they're thinking about changing all of the old traditional clocks to being digital.
You know what's so, the irony of all of this is the fact that the kids don't understand on how to read the analog clock, and then therefore they're all in elementary schools where there's teachers. To teach them. How to read the analog clock. So
that's what I'm saying.
You're going to take it out of the school. So therefore, oh, they just don't understand it. We might as well just take them all out. No, I mean, that's the whole point of you. They're having teachers in the school. You're supposed to teach the students the things that they don't understand.
I'm sorry to say this, but to be honest, Mia, I'm starting to feel worried about the generation after us because, you know, they already took out cursive.
Misa, I did not learn cursive.
Really?
I do not know how to cursive. Like, honestly, don't ask me to sign my signature. Like, it is just that
it's
bad.
It's a bubble letters.
Listen, it's just bad.
Man. It's bad.
But like, yeah, like they took out cursive.
They
now
took
this
out
analog
cursive.
Clocks.
No analog clocks. My only thing is, what are we going to be teaching our kids? The best way to solve a problem is to just eliminate it altogether.
You know what I think that what they're thinking is the fact that, of course, you know, times are changing. Everything's, you know, different, changing. You see digital clocks anywhere, even on your phones, everywhere you go, in your cars. So I think what they're thinking is the fact that no one has them anymore, but they got
to
think again. Because
you know what I'm saying?
Somebody around the world somewhere is going to have an analog clock, and you should at least know how to read it.
I just need for everyone to go back to the old school textbooks, open to page 5, and let's learn how to read a clock.
I'm all here for it.
I'm here for it as well. Hashtag Jimmy, come to the board.
Hashtag and use the chalk.
Hashtag and tell us the time.
Hashtag it's 17 o'clock.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag a Yelp review and a Yelp for help. Yesha Callahan of Sterling, Virginia, had some food delivered from a local restaurant. Now, all Yesha ordered was a burger and fries, but apparently her food was delivered to her was not up to par. So Yesha went on Yelp and left a 3-star review for the restaurant. Later that night, the manager of the restaurant drove to Yesha's house to tell her to remove her Yelp review. Now, Yesha felt uncomfortable, you know, doing that, opening a door to a stranger, and she did not do that, and she called the police, and then she went to Yelp to leave a review from 3 stars to 1 star. So, Misa, what do you think about that whole thing? The fact that the manager drove to this woman's house to tell her to take down her review.
I think that's a little excessive. And did you say that it was like late at night?
It was about 10 p.m. It was later that night.
Very unprofessional.
And picture someone like knocking on your door, you know, being all hostile, saying, I need for you to take down your review. Like, that's just really extensive.
But it's actually kind of funny because something similar happened to me during the process of me getting married. Of course, I got married last year in October. But me and my girls, my bridesmaids, were going to just check out and look for some bridesmaids' dresses. And I kind of felt like the store that we went to, we weren't getting the best customer service, you know. She wasn't really meeting our needs. So I told my fiance, now husband, and he went on Google and gave the rating as a 1-star. He actually left a comment,
And the lady over the store had reached out to my mom and said, "We're trying to start off our business, and I don't really like the fact that your soon-to-be son-in-law had went on social media and went on Google to leave us a one-star review. Can you please have him remove it?"
Yeah, that's a lot. And then how did you feel about that?
I kind of felt like it was up to the customer.
Yeah.
You know, it was up to the customer. Even though I did tell, you know, my husband that, you know, you weren't actually there. So, I mean, it would have made sense for me to make the review instead of you make the review. But if someone's feeling some type of way, in order for you to get better, you have to hear the bad and the criticism.
Yeah, criticism comes good and bad. And listen, not everyone is going to love what you have to say, your service. Sometimes you're going to slip up, you're going to do something wrong, and then someone's not going to like it, and they're going to tell other people about it. So you got to make sure you're always on your game. But this manager, whoever they were, they sound crazy.
They did sound crazy.
And then they even made things worth going from a three-star review to now a one-star review. So you'd even help yourself.
I don't think the dude really thought this all the way through, because to be honest, what you could have done was just pay for the bill and maybe give her a complimentary meal.
A free meal or something.
All you had to do.
That's all you had to do. Hashtag, I don't like your comment.
Hashtag, well, I don't want my food anymore.
Hashtag, we'll take down your review.
Hashtag, we'll get off my porch.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. And if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and we're giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag, get your kids. I don't know about you, but when I was going to any store as a kid, I had family members tell me to not even think about touching anything in that store.
That's
and
right.
Judging from how stern their voice was, I knew there would be consequences if I did touch anything that I wasn't supposed to. This child did not receive that same talk because he and his mother went into a store, and while the mother was waiting in line, the young boy was throwing the store's merchandise on the floor and all over the store, y'all. Apparently, this isn't the first time the child has thrown merchandise around at this store because both the mother and the son are recurring customers. He has even cussed the manager out, and the mother does not do anything at all to correct her son, saying that she does not hit her kids at all. The manager then bans the mother and son from coming to that store. Do you think the manager went too far, or was he just doing what was best for the store? Mia, I had to ask you.
No, I think the manager of the store did the right thing. If you're not going to control your kid or control the situation, I'm going to control it. You cannot come in here anymore if you're not going to discipline your son and tell them what he can and what he cannot do in my store. Because I don't want all of these things around my establishment looking crazy and having little kids run around amok. No, if he had the power, I would have done the same thing.
Now, listen, my only thing is this. I get the fact that, you know, I don't hit my kids. I don't, you know, do the whooping thing. Because, I mean, that's how you parent. That's how you do it. However, I did expect for the mom to at least tell him, pull him to the side, don't touch nothing.
And this was a little kid?
This is a little kid.
And he was cussing the owner out?
He said some cuss words to the owner.
Yes. And the mom didn't say anything?
Didn't move not one bit. Act like he wasn't even there.
No, the manager did the right thing. That's so crazy. How can you literally walk around and not tell your child when they do wrong?
But let me tell you something, Mia. Because after the show, when we go to talk to our grandparents about what our hashtags were about, my grandparents will probably tell you stories about how if anybody of the kids or anybody of my great-grandparents' kids acted out in public, they had full permission to take their belt off and handle them in front of the public.
And you were even right when you said, when parents saying, okay, when we go in this store, don't touch anything.
And guess what? We didn't touch
anything. We didn't touch a soul thing, because listen, if you break it,
hashtag you and your child.
Hashtag leave this store.
Hashtag because your child is wild.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag from the end zone to the friend zone. So Rihanna is on this month's cover of Vogue. And in this issue, she talks about everything going on in her life, like from her Fenty Beauty collection to her upcoming lingerie line and her current status of her relationship with her former boyfriend and rapper Drake. Now, what took everyone crazy and had everybody talking was the fact that Rihanna went to say that her and Drake are no longer friends, period. Now, they're no longer enemies, but they're no longer, you know, friends. And she went on to say that, of course, you know, at the VMAs when she got the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award, and of course, Drake presented her with that award, and of course, you know, he was confessing his love for Rihanna on national television, and of course, I think he kind of went in for a kiss or something when she was receiving the award from him. Rihanna said that whole situation made her completely uncomfortable, and then even the situation with her now having her new boyfriend, she just feels like it's just not good to have that relationship with Drake anymore. You know, she just says it is what it is. So how do you feel about when you're in a relationship, you have to cut off even like your old relationships, not even like be friends with them anymore?
You got to do what you got to do.
So you think Rihanna's right in doing that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If she feels like her and her current relationship with her billionaire boyfriend is, you know, is going to work out,
then you, and you care about that person, if Drake is doing any type of interfering with, you know, you and your current dude or you and your current girl, you gotta let that go.
Yeah, I can even tell that Drake is a lover. Like, I think Drake wears his, like, heart on his sleeve.
Oh, we know this from song after song.
Exactly. And we all know that Rihanna, she's not that type of, like, person, you know, clearly through all of her music. And even watching the VMAs, I could tell she was uncomfortable. So, like, even with her saying that, I think that was just best thing that she had to do.
Yeah, because and there have been moments in my life where I had to kind of cut some friends off of the opposite sex, in which when I was in a relationship with my then fiance, it just got a little too comfortable, yeah, you know, for comfort. And I'd say, you know, I have to let you go.
You just got to set boundaries, man.
That's all you got to do.
Hashtag, she said she was a savage.
Hashtag, but I guess Drake forgot.
Hashtag, I guess Rihanna said.
Hashtag, be nice for what?
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, tune in next week. We'll give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Oh, well, the last few couple of days we have had, Mia.
Oh,
because,
man.
Let me tell you something. We are just now catching up on some good old sleep because we have had the honor of helping out our very good friend Carmen Be Beautiful celebrate her album release for Looking for Love.
And the whole situation was, we told Carmen she was going to an industry event where there were going to be independent artists showcasing their music. But little did she know, it was actually her album release party for her album Looking for Love.
But it was a huge surprise, Mia. And just to see her face, you know, knowing that she wasn't going to be able to, or that she decided to not throw her own album release party, I just felt like at that moment, it's a huge accomplishment to do something like releasing your first debut project.
And so many people came out and we had a great time.
Absolutely great time. And listen, this was one of the songs that she actually performed and she killed it.
Killed it.
Don't you love it, the moment in which artists can get up on stage and their voice sound exactly like the record?
It's like the best thing ever,
it
honestly.
It was absolutely
it's true
amazing.
Talent.
True talent at its finest. Here is Carmen Be Beautiful with Traded Love. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
The sound of your phone buzzing on the stand. Picked it up and almost threw it, reading what it said. Another girl says to you like, baby, how's it been? Is this the end? Cause you traded love. Your phone buzzing on the stand. Picked it up and almost threw it, reading what he said. Another girl's dancing, you like, baby, how's it been? Is this the end? Cause you traded love. I don't deserve you, and you are undeserved.
that you won't trade my heart again. All the love that I gave to you, trade it out.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Pump the speakers loud.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was my girl Carmen B. Beautiful with Traded Love.
And we got more great music where that came from. But listen, if you happen to hear any song you love here on Eminem Live Radio, listen, do not hesitate to download any of this music to your playlist. Listen, all you got to do is head on over to our Twitter, and that's at MM Live Radio. I'm going to let you know why. Because we post the name of the song as well as the artist, so you can download it to your playlist ASAP. So again, peep our Twitter account, and that's at MM Live Radio.
Stay tuned because we got 1 minute inspiration coming up a little bit later. And Mia, two words, Roy Tosh.
And then three more words, Above the Water, his new album. We're going to be talking about that with Roy Tosh very, very soon. So make sure you keep it where you got it. But Misa, listen, let's talk about I'm not going to say my man. I'm just going to say just Kanye.
You're not
going
to claim him. Not going to claim him right now, huh?
I think a lot of people are afraid to claim Kanye right now. But listen, y'all, in case you guys don't know, Kanye West has been really, you know, vocal. I mean, that's really nothing new for
Kanye.
It's
nothing new because, I mean, that's how he really is. But I feel like in this point, at this moment, especially just recently, I feel like him being outspoken, that's something that a lot of people looked up to him and being. That's like a huge quality that he has.
Right.
It kind of bit him in the butt in a way.
It did.
But I mean, if you haven't already seen, but there has been clips circling all over social media and all over just the media in general, television and even radio, about Kanye saying how, number one, he has this great relationship with the President of the United States, President Donald Trump. And he also has made this comment about slavery that everybody has just, you know, turned their face up at. But Kanye has been saying that he feels that 400 years of slavery was a choice made by African Americans, and people have not been on Kanye's side, man. But we got to play the clip, at least to give you guys a little backstory as to where we're going with the question.
Represent the world. When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all? You know, like, it's like we're mentally in prison. I like the word prison because slavery goes too direct to the idea of blacks. It's like slavery, Holocaust Jews, slavery is blacks. So prison is something that unites us as one race, blacks and whites being one race.
That is Kanye's logic to what he was saying on TMZ when he stopped by, basically saying that slavery was a choice. You know, everyone really went off and had their opinions. Celebrities, everybody had something to say about it. So therefore, we wanted to talk about it here on Eminem Live Radio. We're asking, how did Kanye West's comment on slavery make you feel? Because a lot of people were really, you know, felt some type of way about it. So you know what? We're going to read some comments that we got on our social media.
Here we go. Instagram was Trey Flexin at Voxin Capita. This person says, there was such an immediate record scratch sound in my head. His delivery was poorly crafted, so it did not have the effect I think he was aiming for. He is valid in saying it was a choice they made every day to continue to live as they were. However, it seems he forgot the fact that the other side of that
choice was severe punishment or even death.
And again, guys, we're talking about the comments Kanye West said on TMZ this past week. And we're asking, how did Kanye West's comment on slavery make you feel?
As I am the real chief, this person says, I don't react to foolishness. It's a waste of precious time.
Well, listen, guys, we got so many more comments where that came from. Listen, guys, if you still want to go ahead and comment, you can go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and let us know what you're thinking. How did Kanye's comments on slavery make you feel? And listen, we're going to let you guys know how it made us feel as well when we heard it. But listen, you know, we're all about positivity, inspiration, upliftment here on MM Live Radio. And you know what? We're going to give it to you all under 60 seconds with your favorite segment, 1 Minute Inspiration. And you know what? Your girl Misa has got you this week.
This inspiration is on the fundamentals of support. You know, we hear that word often, but rarely see it actively shown. I found the definition of support, and Webster said that it's approval, encouragement, or comfort to be actively interested in something. Many of us do support. It's just that sometimes we can be pretty selective about who to give it to. We would be so ready to stand in line and pay hundreds of dollars for a ticket of your favorite artist and concert, but won't pay $20 to even see your friend perform in an open mic. Even if you don't have $20 to give, your support can even be seen by simply posting about the event on social media. Regardless of how you show it, the most important thing is the genuineness of your heart. A small act of support can mean the world to a person. So I encourage you to be that person to show up and support the ones you love in their endeavors. And even if you're in need of it more, I want you to pay attention to the people that support you and not to the people that you haven't gotten their attention yet.
Listen, guys, that's your 1 Minute Inspiration brought to you by my girl, Misa. We were recently talking about that with some friends of ours, talking about support, how it needs to be genuine, and how we need to support one another. And that was the perfect definition of support in itself. Again, guys, you know, we put our 1 Minute Inspirations on our social media as well. We do a visual aspect just for you. You make sure you guys are following us on all social media, on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, so you can see our visual inspirations.
I'm telling you, listen, one thing here is the fact that, Mia, I also realize that even in our conversation about support, is that the people that love you will support you, but even your enemies, man, they're even support you to even
listen,
see you fall.
They're looking as well, so listen, you might as well give them a show while they're looking.
Come on now, Mia. With that being said, here is No Big Deal making it a big deal, man. Here is Enemies, and we got Roy Tosh after that. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's MM Live Radio.
Yeah, looking at my pedigree, had to really set them up, set them. I was scared of peace, I would never trust, now I got the recipe, for a better us, better. I'ma let it be, I'ma spread my love, now I got no enemies, I'm a simple man. I think that we could change the world. I got a simple plan. Only props and no shots. I'm a gentleman. Homie, stop. All your ops live on Instagram. You ain't gotta pretend you got haters to make it. Yes, you do got exes, but they ain't little Satans. You don't have to go and hide your faith to be famous. Honesty and rap, I've been impatiently waiting. I killed all my enemies so friends could come alive. And then I placed them in the tribe. I got a graveyard by my side. Man, I don't got the banger, got a saber in the ride. Cause even though I got the light, I look like Vader all my life. Used to fantasize while playing shady in the ride. Now I might get the cover of I just blocked the next. I got my baby on my side. Playing shows and giving life while you promoting homicide. Yeah, looking at my pedigree. Had to really set them up. Set them. I was scared of peace. I would never trust. Now I got the recipe. For a better us. Better. I'ma let it be. I'ma spread my love. Now I got no enemies. Change, give it to my family. Listen, this important, this is do or die. Love your fellow man and give them more life. I know know you just vibing out the tour of life. But I can't lose another one to suicide. Going tribal when we ride.
Going tribal,
see revival in our eyes. Just remember, I get Zion when I die. Going symbol, that's a lion with his pride. Looking at my pedigree. I was scared of peace. I would never trust. Now I got the recipe. Better us. I'ma let it be. I'ma spread my love. Now I got no enemies.
You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia, from, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and it's the moment you all have been waiting for.
That's right, Misa. Our special guest is filled with so many powerful messages that pour out of his soul through his hip-hop music. His transparency on his own life stories have inspired thousands of his fans and the world to follow. Now, his new album, Above the Water, is out now, and we're going to talk to the mastermind behind the music right here, right now. We want to welcome RMG Amplify artist Roy Tosh to the show. What's going on, Roy?
Hey, yo, I appreciate you guys having me so much. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Welcome to the show. We appreciate you, man, for taking the time to hang out with us here at Eminem Live Radio.
Absolutely. I appreciate y'all having me, for real.
Now, Roy, we have to get into this. Listen, we heard of you through our friends at RMG, of course, Reflection Music Group, and saw that you were recently added to their new extension, RMG Amplify, which is super dope, man. How has it been being a part of the RMG Amplify family?
It's been over the top. Like, honestly, I had expectations, and they were blown out of the water. Shout out to the homie Doc, the label owner.
Yeah.
Man, they just, like, they treat you as if you're on the actual label. Like, they go above and beyond. Their work ethic is crazy. And they truly, it's like one big family, if I could put it, you know, in one word. I would just say, and it feels like you're a part of a big family. So I'm super thankful for them. They're killing it.
Yeah, CEOs Derek Miner and Doc Watson are always killing it. They first released RMG Amplify, and hearing their heartbeat to help other artists, we knew it was something amazing, and we're so glad that you're able to be a part of that. But Roy, I have to tell you this. We love the new album, man. Above the Water, it's so inspirational and fulfilling, and it's a breath of fresh air to listen to. But let us know, why title the album Above the Water?
First of all, thank you so much. That's so encouraging. So I appreciate that. Yeah, so Above the Water, what it means to me, I actually did a long interview about it, but simply, you know, I went through a really rough year, the hardest year of my life this past season. Five different times I was told my dad would not make it through the night. And it was just, I felt like I was drowning. And it sounds cliche, but, you know, I think of that scripture where, you know, Jesus calls Peter out on the water, a substance he has no business walking on, you know, and he steps out of the boat as he takes his eyes off of Christ and looks at the storms all around him, he begins to sink. And so for me, like, that's exactly what happened to my family. That's exactly what happened to me. If we focused on what the doctors were saying, we felt completely hopeless in the moment. We just felt like we were sinking. But if we looked, you know, to the God who transcends circumstances, to the God who's an ever-present help in the midst of trouble, we found faith, we found hope, sometimes just to hold on for the next minute, right? Like, it wasn't easy, but yet here God was being that present help that we needed to pull us through, and his love really sustained us through all the long nights, all the ups and downs of that whole process. And so I like to say, by fixing our eyes on him, he can help us rise above the waters that may be all around us at times. So, yeah.
Wow, wow. And it's so interesting that you even mentioned the hard season that you went through. We watched your raw interview you posted on social media, or YouTube in particular, talking about the inspiration behind the album and hearing how you talked about getting through your dad being at the hospital and even being in such a low place during that time. Were you nervous about opening up and being so transparent?
You know, at that time, it had been far enough out that I wasn't really nervous, I'd say. But, like, you know, I was talking to my mom because I was like, sometimes I'll share it at concerts. And I'm like, man, even interviews sometimes, and I'll tear up still. And I'm like, man, what? I was talking to my mom, and I was like, I wonder why I do that.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, straight up mother's wisdom, right? She was like, you know what? If anyone went through the hell that we went through, you would tear up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was almost like, you know, it's okay. Like, it's okay to show our pain. It's okay because God has brought healing. So, like, I'm at a place now where, like, I can talk about it freely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having him around still, I mean, even if he wasn't, he knows the Lord, so we knew where he was going. But it was just out of left field. Like, I literally was doing P90X with him the Christmas before. And then all of a sudden, bam, like, just, you know, less than 10% chance to survive. So, yeah, thankfully I'm at a place now where I feel comfortable. And I feel like his story needs to be shared. Like, there's so many people hurting all across the globe. And so I want to extend the same mercy and the same hope that we felt as a family to other people who need it right now.
Wow. And that's so awesome to hear, because my thing is the fact that, well, first off, we are definitely praying for you and your family and a speedy recovery of your father. Because when I tell you, when artists are so transparent to the point where they're not ashamed to really tell them about the dirty and the dark that they're going through, it allows other people that's listening to your music to be able to be set free.
I was going
to
say the exact same thing, because watching your interview, Roy, to see you be so open, because a lot of artists don't do that.
They just put
the music out and they just hope that you just get the gist of what they're saying. But the fact that you are willing to be so transparent about the title of it and what you were going through in that moment, that honestly really made me like, now I see why he titled it Above the Water. Now I see why Above the Water sounds the way it does, why Stronger, why he puts his heart and soul into the songs that he wrote. So I know if I appreciated it, I know someone else who's going through something terrible is really going to be impacted by that. That's why the project is so special. But listen, guys, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to, you already know it's Eminem Live Radio, and your girls are hanging out with RMG Amplify artist Roy Tosh right now, and we're talking about his new album, Above the Water. Now, Roy, even though I have my favorite songs on the album, Stronger by You featuring V Rose still has my heart. You know, you released a music video to it not too long ago, and it was amazing. But the song is still climbing the Billboard charts. What do you think it is about Stronger that makes people love it so much?
Man, I have no idea. I'd probably do it on every song. You know, I feel like as an artist, you just, you know, you kind of write from your heart, right? I write from live experiences, obviously life's experience. I'm a storyteller at heart. And so for me, like, I think for me, it's just about being real. It's about being transparent and, you know, sharing what I go through, but also sharing the hope that I've found in God and, you know, through life's adversities. And so I think, you know, if I could pinpoint one thing, I think, you know, just the brokenness of the world we live in, people need hope.
Yeah.
I feel like hopelessness abounds in our culture. I feel like so many people, you know, turn to other things as well, whether it's drugs or whatever. We can turn to anything, right, and try to fill the void that we all experience. And so, you know, I think people need hope, and that was my main goal in writing that song, is bringing hope to the hopeless, because I know what it feels like to be hopeless. So I wanted to extend, you know, grace to others in that. So.
Yeah, you really did that, because I know even with you extending the Stronger stories, hearing them, other people, other artists saying what made them stronger, I know the song has impacted so many people, even the artists that are even in the same league as you. But, you know, we all know that Above the Water is out right now. But for those who haven't copped it yet, Roy, tell those people what they can expect from the new album.
First of all, while you sleeping, you need to wake up.
Stay woke now. Wipe that sleep out your eyes.
I just try to be me. So what you see is what you get with me. I'm the same person, you know, off stage, on stage, wherever. So you'll get authentic, raw me in every song. For example, the title track, Above the Water, like, there's not really a happy ending to that song. And I wrote that because that's what I felt like in the midst of all the ups and downs of almost losing my dad.
Yeah.
So there's songs like that. There's songs where I'm just clowning, like, what a year is all about. I wrote that while I was on tour, actually, with B. Rose out in Cali. And so it's got some Cali vibes to it. Definitely a lot of diversity. I love trying different things. And then you have, you know, what I feel like is my lane with songs like Never Too Late and Stronger, kind of hip-hop, but also hints of pop. So, yeah, a lot of diversity and hopefully a lot of dope music. So if you haven't checked it out, I hope y'all are encouraged by it. Make sure you pick it up.
It's the whole package, man.
You have to make sure you get your hands on that. Roy, thank you so much for hanging out with us here on Eminem Live Radio. But before you go, give everyone your social media so that they can stay in contact with you.
Yeah, my social media is all the same. So it's at Roy Tosh Music, R-O-Y-T-O-S-H Music. And then my website's the same as well, roytoshmusic.com. And also, if anyone out there has a story, like they said, I would love to share your story with the world. We're running a campaign called Stronger Stories. So make sure you check out the hashtag Stronger Stories. Or you can go to my website as well and check that out.
Listen, guys, make sure you're following Roy Tosh on all social media. And listen, guys, do not miss out. Go get Roy's new album, Above the Water. It's an amazing project, and it sold everywhere digitally.
Now, Roy, it was a pleasure talking to you on Eminem Live Radio. Congrats on all of the success for the album. And just know that you have got our support here at Eminem Live Radio. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Hey, thank you. Y'all some real ones. Appreciate y'all.
Anytime, anytime, man. Now, to all of our listeners, keep it locked where you got it, because we are about to play some music from Roy's new album right here, right now.
That's right. From his new album, Above the Water, here's Underdog by Roy Tosh featuring Aaron Cole. Listen to this one, and we'll be right back. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Underdog. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Underdog. Yeah, yeah, underdog, underdog, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I ain't never gave up. Even when the bottom felt so lonely. They bang on us, we gotta grind it out our own way. They always laughing at us now, but the W is coming, going all the 12 rounds, yeah. Just in case you wondering, better not count me out, yeah, no. Better not count me out. No, so give me your shot, yeah, yeah. Get what you got, yeah, yeah. We will not stop, yeah, yeah. Better not count me out, no, no.
Blood on my face, I got sweat in my eyes, yeah. Probably been knocked down a couple of times, yeah. You know I'm tripping, it's just part of the grind. 7 days straight, I can sleep when I die, you know it,
you know it.
Look into my eyes, you could probably see a lion. Nothing less than 100, or what's the point of even trying? We got way too much heart to throw in the towel. Came way too far just to give up now. We don't believe in your math. They counted us out, but they about to count it us now. Yeah, if we get a shot, that's a free throw. Watch us still beat them, that's without a Chico. Keep all your hate, man, it should be illegal. Watch me get the W, shout out to my people. Know that your haters always be a giant. We know that David always be Goliath. They always underestimate the rookie. Came out of nowhere while they wasn't looking. We beat their eyes, they say that we couldn't. Give glory to God, they say that we shouldn't. Keep doing the things that they say that we wouldn't. Underdogs, we gon' never stop running.
I ain't never gave up. When the bottom felt so lonely, they bang on us. We gotta grind it out our own way. They always laughing at us now, but the W is coming, going all the 12 rounds. Yeah, just in case you wondering, better not count me out. Yeah, no, better not count me out. No, so give me your shot. Yeah, yeah, get what you got. Yeah, yeah.
If you got breath to breathe, then that's a blessing. Don't you ever let them bring you down. No, we won't ever let them bring us down. Gotta get back up, put both feet on the ground. All 12 rounds, we don't ever stop fighting.
Never.
Taking off now, we won't ever stop flying. All for the king, praise God, the Messiah. He gon' keep us going, even when we getting tired. Had some roadblocks, and we know they're more coming. Track stars jumping over, and we keep running. Glory waiting for us at the end of the race. You gon' get the crown, it don't matter how you place. Lord knows we gon' make it. Even though I know we facing a giant. Remember, you know that David beat Goliath. There's coming a day the enemy go silent. Shit, he gon' be quiet. Yes, Lord. Fear all around, but we don't fear none of that. Cause we know the one who be running that. So we don't give up, where's the fun in that?
I ain't never gave up. Even when the bottom felt so lonely. They bang on us, we gotta grind it out our own way. They always laughing at us now, but the W is coming, going all the 12 rounds, yeah. Just in case you wondering, better not count me.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, and we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. And if you just now tuned in, man, you tuned in at a great time, but then you just missed a dope interview we had with
Roy Tosh.
Listen, but if you still want to hear from Roy Tosh, go get his new album, Above the Water. It's sold everywhere digitally. You do not want to miss it.
Most definitely. But Mia, this conversation, we have to get to the bottom of it, only because everyone's been talking about it all week long.
Everyone's been talking about it. As you guys know, Kanye West has been kind of talking a lot, saying a whole bunch of opinions lately, which is usual Kanye. But he recently stopped by TMZ and gave some opinions on slavery that kind of threw everybody off about how slavery is a choice. I don't know if you've been seeing that hashtag, if slavery were a choice, everyone going around on social media making fun of him. But if you haven't heard, this is what Kanye had to say.
Represent the world. When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all? You know, like, it's like we're mentally in prison. I like the word prison because slavery goes too direct to the idea of blacks. It's like slavery, Holocaust Jews, slavery is blacks. So prison is something that unites us as one race, blacks and whites being one race.
That was what Kanye had to say on TMZ. We had to just bring you up to speed. But our question is all centered around this right here. How did Kanye West's comments about slavery make you feel?
And for the sake of time, we're going to read one more comment that we got over on Facebook.
Jacqueline Harvey says, it made me wonder because if Harriet Tubman led slaves out of slavery and said she could have led more out if they knew they were slaves, perhaps it was a choice to go or to stay.
We got a lot of mixed reviews for this question. But listen, thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. If you still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead and do so. But of course, you guys know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So, Misa, how did Kanye's comments about slavery make you feel?
I feel like, to be honest, like I said before at the beginning of the show, he's a very outspoken person. I kind of feel like at that moment, he just wasn't polished. And I mean, I get what he was trying to say because I did see this this quote on social media. Matter of fact, somebody had posted it and it says something along the lines of, I agree with Kanye because I believe that it was not our fault, or it was not the slaves' fault to be a slave, but it was their fault to remain slaves, if that makes sense. I just kind of feel like Kanye West, he needs to understand that, you know, everything that you say, you have to be able to understand that your words have weight, and you have to be able to perfectly articulate what you're trying to say to these people.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, there's a lot of people that look up to Kanye West because, I mean, of who he is and who he is in the rap game. But you just can't say the first thing that comes to your mind. You have to be able to look to your writers, look to your publicists to have them tell you, look, Kanye, you probably should think about this before you get up there and just start rambling at the mouth.
Now, you know, that's asking for the world if you ask Kanye to do that.
That's true. What you think?
Listen, when I heard the comments, I was really disappointed, only because it's like you would think that, of course, with you also being African-American, you would also know, I guess, what has happened with slavery. And I mean, I listen to what everyone's saying when it comes to everyone's, they remained in slavery. But I mean, the way I'm thinking of it is like, if they tried to even rebel against, like, you know, their masters, they were put to death. Like one of our followers said, they were put to death, that they were punished. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, you get scared to, you know, be able to leave and rebel and do things like that. Now people like Harriet Tubman were able to be bold and do things like that, but I mean, some people weren't. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, they were trapped there because I mean, they didn't, for their lives, they didn't want to lose their lives or risk, you know, their lives going out and then losing all of their family just by leaving. So you know, that was just my personal take on it.
The interesting thing about all of this is that celebrities such as T.I., even John Legend, has reached out to Kanye, and I even saw an interview with T.I. on The Breakfast Club one time, and he mentioned something about taking Kanye to the side to really tell him that there are people out here that really support you. However, by you saying that you support the president and he's not really showing that he supports the African-American community, it comes off as if Kanye is going against his fans that support him so much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but as he was talking to Kanye, Kanye was like, I didn't mean for that to happen.
And it's all perspective. That's why you have to talk to other people. You know what I'm saying? You can't automatically think, oh, I'm right. Talk to other people and get their perspective on it. But listen, we want to get you guys' perspective on it. Let us know again, how did Kanye West's comments on slavery make you feel? Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio.
Most definitely. We got to close the show out. But listen, I feel like we should go out with a bang with Andy Mineo.
Let's do a throwback on him. Here's Know That's Right by Andy Mineo. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's MM Live Radio.
If you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. I'm ready. Yeah, y'all ready? Look, if you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. I'm ready.
Look, y'all ready, y'all ready, y'all ready. I go for that, I get it. Came in this game, me and Cray on a mission. That fountain blue, that's club lit. But I ain't seen too many, y'all living. Seem like everybody tryna fit it. Living that life like a highlight reel. That ain't real, they ain't tell you about the sweat they spill. How they got no chill just to get it. I'm living the high life, yeah. High art for the most high. My wife and them high heels, ooh. High five, that's nice. You know that's right. And now I got fans, I got family. I'm on my Chief Keef, y'all understand me. Squaw.
There's nothing left to say. I know where I'm going. We're starting here today. And you know,
you know,
you know that right.
You know.
That was some throwback Mineo for you. That was No That's Right by Andy Mineo. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio.
Or follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
We hope you guys enjoyed today's show just as much as we did. But remember that we can still give our opinions on this week's question.
That's right. Just go to our social media and tell us, how did Kanye's comments on slavery make you feel?
Huge, huge shout out go out to RMG Amplified recording artist Roy Thomas for hanging out with us this week on Eminem Live Radio. But please, like he says, stay woke, man. Make sure you get his new album, Above the Water, right now. It's out on all digital music outlets.
And tune into Eminem Live Radio next week, because we'll be turning up the heat with new music from your favorite artists. That's right. Don't miss Hot Tracks Off the Rack next week here on Eminem Live Radio.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here. Same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by Kevin Buchanan and the big boss himself, Dante.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And the executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow, so if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can turn left
or right, turn up, because that's not an option.
Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. We love you so much, and thanks so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
My name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. Whoop. You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. yeah. Yo, you and